This is Radio Blowback, and we're talking with Sarah Anderson of the Institute for Policy Studies. Just say in a way, as we look at the Chilean history, you see Pinochet coming in and stopping short everything that was going on under Allende's Chile. And then we all focused on the human rights violations that were happening because it was such a dramatic upsurge in killings and disappearances that in a way what's going on globally, it's the same as the unfinished business that was left in Chile at that time.
Yeah, I think that there has been a trend to, we give out a human rights award every year in the name of Orlando Letelier, and last year was the 25th anniversary, and so we reviewed all of the awardees over the past 25 years and what kinds of issues they worked on, and it's true that in the early years, most of them were working very specifically on, human rights violations like torture and murders and that kind of thing. But over time, they have more and more taken on these economic justice issues. And I think it is very interesting to see that the focus was on the dictators for a long time and their human rights abuses, but people now are seeing the bigger picture and seeing these economic issues as part of the same agenda.
What's to prevent the dictators from taking over again and stopping these debates and stopping these developments? Seemed like in Chile, people that were questioning the economic order were making some headway. It seems like Orlando here, when he was working at the Institute for Policy Studies, was making some headway in getting people to question the economic situation and to give credibility to the whole notion of new international economic order. What's to prevent more of the same from the people that are running things to say, okay, that's enough, you've had enough freedom of speech, and let's clamp down again? What'll prevent that?
Well, it's a really good question. I think one reason why we were so excited in October 1998 when Pinochet was arrested in London was not just because of, the case of our colleagues being murdered or even just the people in in Chile who were murdered, but because we thought that this could be a turning point moment, that it could tell other dictators around the world that they did not have impunity, that they could be held accountable under international law. And we have seen some ripple effects so far, but I think we still have a long way to go before dictators really have to worry about having to face trial if they continue to carry out these human rights abuses. But I think that a lot of progress has been made in the past couple of years. And in Chile, there really was a tremendous sea change where people were terrified to say anything critical about Pinochet. And now it's very commonplace. It's just become much more acceptable. So some of that, that armor that surrounded these guys, and Pinochet was one of the prime examples of a dictator who just seemed untouchable, some of that is starting to chip away, and we're seeing cracks in it. And I think we need to push through those cracks and try to widen them as much as possible.
When you mention the case of Pinochet, you allude, you mentioned the case of the bombing here in Washington in 1976. What was the U.S. government reaction to that bombing in 1976, and what has happened since?
Yeah. Well, I have to say, back in 1976, the FBI agents who were involved, I think, did quite a good job, and they didn't see it as a political thing. They were just outraged that someone would do this in their own backyard. This was a murder that took place right here in D.C. They were very angry about it, and I think worked very hard to try to solve it. And so, I don't want to give the impression that because Pinochet, who we hold ultimately responsible, hasn't been indicted yet, that nothing else has been accomplished. There was a lot of hard work in the 70s and 80s to prosecute other people who were responsible. I mentioned the two Cubans who actually detonated the bomb They actually just recently were released from prison, but they did have to face trial and go to prison. There was a U.S. citizen who actually was working for the Chilean Secret Service who planned these attacks. He also was arrested. He actually did a plea and now is in witness protection. There were other people who were involved in the planning who were prosecuted, and probably most importantly, two very high-ranking people. The former head of the Chilean secret police is still in prison now in Chile, as well as one of his lieutenants. They were both convicted, and that happened in Chile as a result of the U.S. government pressuring Chile. They said, if you don't put these guys on trial, we want you to extradite them here to the U.S. to stand trial here. So quite a number of people have been prosecuted and been held accountable, but we've always argued that this case will never be truly closed until the person we find ultimately responsible is held accountable, and that's Augusto Pinochet.